For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. Steve Cubby, a man who once ran for the governorship of the state of California, who helped write the Prop 215, the medical marijuana law for that state, found himself exiled to British Columbia, pending charges in California for minuscule amounts of drugs found in a guest bedroom's sock drawer. Last week, Steve and his wife Michelle, and in fact their whole family, were due to have a hearing before an extradition board, but that isn't quite what happened. Here is Steve Cubby.
What is logic and truth? I mean, think about the difference between an agrarian society, people that come from the farm, the inhabitants of Rednecistan, if you will, and people from the industrial age, the big city, they viewed each other with complete suspicion and distrust and critical of each other's values. When we went from an agricultural society in the United States and in the world to an industrial age society, there was a similar cultural war. But the cultural war now is being fought with a vengeance. We're continually being told about the need to protect all of us from terrorism. Well, I'm here to tell you that there is something far worse than terrorism. It's terrorism that is initiated by a government against its own people. And there's a word for that, and that word is tyranny. And tyranny trumps terrorism in my book. In my book, we have to look past any talk about terrorism and ask ourselves, isn't there a greater threat? Isn't there a greater threat to all of us? And isn't that threat the threat that we face each and every day when we go through a phalanx of officers, of highway patrol, of police, of federal agents, of inspectors, of people that have been urged by their own government to surveil and narc on other people? This is the real challenge that all of us face, the tyranny that masquerades as protection against the boogeyman of terrorism.
As I understand it, this week you had a hearing in regards to your extradition status. How did that go?
Well, I want you to use a different word than extradition, because extradition is when the United States says, hey, we want this guy. That has not happened. All that's happened is little Placer County says, gee, you caught us with our pants down breaking the law. We want to get Cubby back here and kill him before someone hold us accountable. That's what's really going on.
Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.